Acts chapter 13 marks a great turning point in the book of Acts.
使徒行传十三章是整本书的一个转折点。
Up through chapter 12, the emphasis has been on Peter's leading of the disciples in ministering to the Jews in the area right around Jerusalem.
一直到十二章都讲，主要重点是讲彼得在带领门徒对于在耶路撒冷地区的犹太人所做的事工。
From chapter 13 on, the emphasis shifts to Paul and his ministry to the Gentiles, that's non-Jews, the Gentiles throughout much of the Roman Empire.
从13章开始，重点转到这个保罗对于在罗马帝国的整个罗马帝国的外邦人的事工。
At the end of Acts 12, Saul and Barnabas are teaching and evangelizing in the city of Antioch.
在十二章的结尾，保罗跟巴拿巴在安提阿那里做教师和先知。
And at the beginning of chapter 13, where we pick up our study today, we find them ministering as prophets and teachers, what we might call elders, in the church in Antioch.
那从十三章的前面开始，他们我们看到他们在安提阿做教先知和教师的工作，也就是我们今天所谓的长老。
As we read there in the second verse of chapter 13, the Holy Spirit has called Paul and Barnabas to a very special task.
在十三章第二节上面讲到这个圣灵呼召保罗和巴拿巴去一个很特别的事工。
This job that he called them to turns out to be a trip through part of Asia Minor, the area that we today would call Turkey.
这个事工就是让他们去了一个旅程到小亚细亚，也就是今天的土耳其。
The church in Antioch sent them away as the first ever missionaries on what has come to be called Paul's first missionary journey.
安提阿教会差派他们出去是也就史上的第一批这个宣教士，这个后来就是所谓的保罗的第一次布道的旅程。
In going, they were willing to obey the command of Jesus.
他们愿意遵守耶稣的命令，去出去传教。
In Mark 16:15, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
马可福音十六章十五节这样说，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
It's interesting he said that when Paul was an enemy of Christ.
奇怪他那样子说，那时候那样说，因为保罗那时候是耶稣的一个敌人。
But after his conversion, Paul was willing to be obedient to the command to go into the world.
可是在保罗转变以后，他很情愿地为主出去做工。
As we look at Paul's first missionary journey, I want to point out seven basic principles regarding missionary and evangelistic work that are revealed in these two chapters.
当我们看保罗的第一次布道旅程的时候，我想要指出七个传道的基本原则。
And this brings me to my first principle.
我现在开始讲我的第一个原则。
The first principle is only at the call of the Holy Spirit.
第一个原则就是说，应着只有在于圣灵的呼召。
Missionary work is to be done at God's call.
传道的工作必须要是应着神的呼召。
Each and every believer should be available to God for whatever God's call is in his or her life, whether it be missions or something else.
每一个信徒都应该要能够愿意说，应着神的呼召，在任何事工，可能是宣教或者是其他的事情上。
But especially for missionary work, wait for His call.
可是特别在这个传教的事工上面，我们要等待神的呼召。
Some that I have known even have rushed into missionary work without waiting for God's call, and they have ended up losing much valuable time.
我知道有一些人没有等候神的呼召，然后就急着加入宣教的工作，结果。 变成了浪费他们宝贵的时间。
God knows when, and God knows where.
神知道时间，也是知道地点。
Now, you may be sitting there thinking that God has not and will never call you to be a missionary.
你可能坐在那里想说，神从来没有，而且以后也不会把叫我去做宣教的工作。
That in itself is a very dangerous presumption.
这是一个很危险的假设。
But thinking that, you might say, I don't have to pay much attention to these seven principles. They don't apply to me.
你如果那样想的话，你可能想说，我可能不需要注意听今天所讲的这个七个原则。
I assure you that is not true.
我跟你保证，这不是真的。
These principles also apply to evangelism, which is simply a big word for telling others about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这些原则也适用于传扬福音的事情，也实际上也就是说，你告诉别人有关耶稣的福音。
You may say, I am not called to evangelism.
你可能说，我并没有被呼召去做传福音的工作。
Yes, you are.
是的，你有被呼召。
Perhaps I can illustrate that with a few words from the scripture.
可以用圣经上的一些经节来讲述这些事情。
Look with me for a moment at Romans chapter 10 verses 13 through 15.
我们来看罗马书第十章十三到十五节。
God has a promise. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
So whoever calls on the Lord's name will be saved.
所以你只要求告主的名，你就能够得救。
How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
They must believe so that they can call on him so that they can be saved.
他们必须要信，他们才能求，然后才能得救。
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
They must hear, so they can believe, so they can call and be saved.
他们必须要能够听见，然后才能够信，信了才能够求，求了才能够得救。
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
Now this does not say pastor.It says preacher.
他这里并没有说是牧师，他这里说传道的。
A preacher is simply one who tells what God is about and who Jesus is.
传道的也就是你只要告诉人家神是什么，然后耶稣是谁。
So whenever you have the opportunity and do tell someone about Jesus, you are at that moment, in a sense, a preacher.
所以你只要有机会告诉人有关神的事，在那个时候你就是一位传道者。
And about these preachers, how shall they preach unless they are sent?
十五节，若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
So some must be sent, so that preaching can occur, so that they can hear, so that they can believe, so that they can call on him and be saved.
所以必须要有人被差遣去传道，然后才有人听见，才能信他，才能够求他，才能得救。
That is God's plan, but now who are the ones who are sent?
这是神的计划，但是谁是神要差遣的呢？
Look at 1 Corinthians 5:20.
我们看哥林多后书第五章二十节。
We read we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以我们做基督的使徒，就好像神。
An ambassador is one who represents one thought, idea, or country to people who don't know about it.
一个使者就是代表一个别人不认识的国家或者是。
We, all of us, are called ambassadors for Christ if we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所有的信徒都是基督的使者。
And then it says after that, as though God were pleading with others through us.
下面接着说，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。
God's plan is to work through believers so that he can plead with others to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
神的计划是借着我们去劝别人，让他们能够成为基督的信徒。
Now you might think, why can't God just speak out from heaven with a big voice and say, hey, you sinners down there, listen to me.
你想说，神为什么不能从天上就这样跟大家说，你们这些罪人，你们要来信我。
After all, he did it to Paul on the road to Damascus.
他对保罗有这样做。
And in a certain sense, he did it to Samuel when he was a little boy.
他对撒母耳也有类似的这样做，当撒母耳小的时候。
But God has not chosen to do it that way.
可是神并没有选择这样做。
God has chosen to make each of us an ambassador through whom he may plead with others who are not saved.
神选择的是让我们这些人做他的使者，然后去劝别人。
God went about it that way in the Old Testament too. We read about that in Isaiah 43:10.
在以赛亚书四十三章十节这样说。
Through Isaiah, God spoke to the people of Israel and said, "Ye are my witnesses. You, plural, are my witnesses."
神借着以赛亚对以色列人说，耶和华说，你们是我的见证。
And my servant whom I have chosen.
我所拣选的仆人。
God was working through the people of Israel to be witnesses of himself to the entire world.
神借着以色列人当他的见证人，对全世界来做见证。
I think if you read carefully the Old Testament and the first part of the New Testament, you would have to conclude that Israel failed in that job.
你如果仔细地读旧约以及新约的前面的话，你可以看得出来，以色列人并没有完成神的这个任务。
That is the job of the church today.
这是今天教会的任务。
To be witnesses for the Lord.
为神做见证。
I wish I could say that I thought the church today was being particularly successful at this.
我希望我能够说今天的教会在这方面做得很成功。
But I don't think so.
可是我不这样认为。
I think the church is at least in part failing to do its job.
我认为今天的教会最起码在有一部分上是失败的。
We need to do better.
我们要做得更好。
So these principles of missionary work and evangelism are meaningful for all believers.
所以这些传道的基本原则是适用，而且对所有的信徒都是有意义的。
So with the blessing of the Holy Spirit, the call of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of the church at Antioch, Paul and Barnabas departed on this missionary journey, which we think probably took a couple of years.
所以带着圣灵的呼召，带着安提阿教会的祝福，他们出发到这个，去了这个可能有几年的一个旅程。
They started out in Antioch. Jerusalem's down here off the map. This is all the Mediterranean Sea out here. But they started out at Antioch over here on the coast of Syria.
耶路撒冷在这个图的下方，然后左边这边都是整个地中海的区域。他们从安提阿，叙利亚的安提阿这里出发。
The first destination was the island of Cyprus, which was the hometown or home place of Barnabas himself.
他们第一个目的地是居比路岛，就是巴拿巴的家乡。
When they got to the city of Paphos, some interesting things started to happen.
他们到了巴伯这个城市的时候，发生了一些有趣的事情。
Paphos, this is a Roman world controlled by the Romans.
这时候这里是被罗马人掌管的。
And Cyprus was no exception.
居比路也不例外。
The capital city was under Roman control, so it had a Roman governor.
这个首府帕佛是由罗马人控制，所以有一个罗马的省长。
With the important sounding name of Sergius Paulus.
他的名字听起来就很有权力的样，叫做释求保罗。
I took 2 years of Latin in high school.
我在高中的时候学了两年拉丁文。
And just about all I remember is how to say Sergius Paulus.
我所能记得的，唯一能记得的就是怎么说释求保罗。
But this is a man, a Roman, in a system that had hundreds or thousands of different gods.
在罗马时代，他们有信奉很多的神。
And wonder of wonders, he sent a message to Paul and Barnabas that he wanted to hear about their God.
可是很奇妙的，他派人去找保罗跟巴拿巴，他想要听神的话。
But we find that there is an evil person who's going to get in the way.
可是有一个恶人会阻挡这个事情。
In verse 8, we read about a man named Elymas, the sorcerer.
在第八节，我们读到有一个术士，名字叫做以吕马。
And he withstood them, seeking to turn the governor away from hearing.
他试图要阻挡他们，让这个省长不能够听到。
This man Elymas was a very close associate of the Roman governor, and he was trying to influence him in a way that would cause him not to listen to what Paul had to say.
这以吕马他跟省长的关系很亲密，他试图要阻止省长不要来听这个神的话。
And that brings me to my second principle.
这就带入我的第二个原则。
Satan will try to interfere.
魔鬼会试着要阻挡你。
Now Satan, if you are in an evangelistic work, Satan may not try to interfere with you in exactly this way.
如果你在做宣教的工作的话，撒旦也许不会以这样的方式来阻挡你。
He may not send a sorcerer, one under the control of Satan, to directly interfere with you.
他可能不会派一个术士来直接的来阻挡你。
But there are lots of other ways that Satan can be in opposition to you.
可是他有很多其他的方法来跟你反对。
Linda and I teach at two schools. We teach on two different days. We teach after-school Bible classes.
Linda 跟我在两个学校教两个不同的课程的在。
And we find that Satan has put up so many roadblocks in the form of alternative things to draw kids away from these Bible clubs.
我们发现，撒旦用很多其他的方法，想把这些孩子们从我们这个圣经课程拉出去。
Satan always has his way to put a stumbling block in the way of the Word of God.
撒旦永远有方法来阻挡你的路。
But Paul, it says in the scripture here, looked intently at him and then called him the son of the devil.
可是在这里，保罗注目看这个以吕马，然后对他说魔鬼的儿子。
He used harsh language. He said, "Elymas, you are a tool of the devil, and for a time, you will be blind."
他说你是魔鬼的工具，然后你会暂时会失明。
And immediately Elymas became blind.
对，很快的立刻这个以吕马的眼睛就看见
了。He looked around for people to hold him by the hand and show him where to go. He was so blind.
他必须要靠着别人拉着他的手，他才能走路。
And you know, this had an interesting effect that we read about in verse 12.
你知道这个有一个很有趣的一个效果。
Since the governor believed when he saw what had been done because he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord.
在十二节这样说，这个方伯也就是省长看见所做的事，很稀奇主的道，就信了。
And that brings me to my third principle.
这就带入我的第三个原则。
God will equip you for your mission.
神会装备你去做你的宣教工作。
Paul was able to do miracles so that people would know that he was sent from and empowered by God.
保罗能够行神迹，这样子人们才就知道他是由神所差遣的。
God may not empower you to do miracles.
神可能不会让你有能力行神迹。
I hope he does not find it necessary for you to make someone blind.
我希望他不会让你有这个能力或者有需要去让别人瞎眼。
But the principle is God will give you what you need to carry out your missionary or evangelistic work.
可是原则就是神会装备你，让你去做你的宣教、传福音的工作。
Well, next they left Cyprus. went to the mainland. They left from Paphos, took a boat, went to the next city, was Perga. Nothing much must have happened in Perga because very little is recorded in the book of Acts here.
第二天他们离开了这个岛，去到别家。 在别家并没有发生很多的事情，因为圣经上没有很多的记载。
They did proceed up the road to Antioch.
他们继续前行到安提阿。
Now this is a different Antioch than the one they started from.
这是跟他们出发的那个安提阿是不同的城市。
Don't be confused, it's in a different country, really.
不要混淆了，这是在一个不同的国家。
When they got there, they went to the synagogue and listened to what was being read for the day. And then they were asked if they wanted to speak. And of course they wanted to speak. Paul never misses an opportunity to speak.
And this
became a very lengthy sermon that extends from verse 16 to verse 41 of Acts 13.
结果这变成一篇保罗讲的一篇非常长的道, 从13章16节一直到41节。
And if we had the rest of the day, it would be very interesting to go through the sermon, but we'll just abbreviate it a little bit.
我们如果有一整天的时间的话，我们会详细来讲他的道。可是因为我们时间的关系，所以我们就大略的讲。Paul
starts out talking to them about Jewish history.
保罗开始跟他们讲犹太人的历史。He
talks about the nation Israel and while it was in Egypt.
他讲到以色列以及保罗在埃及的时候。And
how God took care of the nation Israel when they were in the wilderness.
以及神怎么样在旷野照顾以色列人。
And how God brought them into the land of Canaan.
神怎么样带他们进入迦南地。
And that about the period that we read about in Judges, where he saved them from the oppression of so many different enemies.
以及士师记的时代，他怎么样从敌人手中拯救他们。
And then he talked about Samuel the prophet.
然后讲到撒母耳。
And then about the early kings of Israel, about Saul and David.
以色列早期的君王，扫罗以及大卫。
I think everybody in the audience, this is a Jewish audience that he's talking to, everybody in that audience was really saying, right on, we can identify with this man. He's talking about things we understand and agree with.
当时他的那些下面的犹太人一定会觉得，你讲的这些事情我们都很了解，就是我们的历史。
Then he starts reminding them that the Messiah, the one who would save Israel, is to come out of David's bloodline.
然后他提醒会众，救主会从大卫的家族里面出来。
And in verse 23, he identifies this Messiah.
在第23节的时候，他指出了这位救主。
He says, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus.
他说神已经照着所应许的为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
Now it's been several years since Jesus died on the cross and rose again.
那时候距离耶稣从死里复活已经有几年了。
But Jews all over the world knew about what was going on in Jerusalem several years ago.
可是所有的犹太人也都知道在耶路撒冷发生的事情。
They knew who he was talking about.
他们知道保罗讲的是谁。
He goes on, he says, John the Baptist proclaimed who he was, and you people ignored him.
他跟着说，施洗约翰曾经来宣告他是谁，可是你们这些人都忽视他。
Not only did you as Jews ignore him, your Jewish leaders had him killed.
他说你们犹太人不只是轻忽他，你们这些犹太的领导者还把他处死。
Instead of accepting him as the Messiah, the Savior, you had him killed.
你们不单不接受他是救主，你们反而让他被处死。
But he rose from death, and he was seen by many witnesses.
可是他从死里复活，然后有很多见证人都看到他。
Then he goes on to tell them how important it is that they understand this Jesus.
他们必须要认识这位耶稣。
In verse 38, he says, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins."
在第三十八节这样说，所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。
Jesus is the way to have your sins forgiven.
你们靠耶稣的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都得称义了。
And he goes on and says, by him, everyone who believes is justified, forgiven from all sin.
在信靠这人就都得称义了。
And then he finishes by saying, you can't be justified or forgiven by trying to obey the law of Moses.
你们不能靠着遵守摩西的律法然后称义。
This brings me to my fourth missionary evangelistic principle.
这带入我的第四个宣教的原则。
Don't miss the main message.
不要失去主要的信息。
Jesus is the only Savior.
耶稣是唯一的救主。
There's so much to say about God.
关于神，我们可以说很多。
There's a whole Bible to talk to people about God.
整本圣经都是有关于神。
But don't miss the main message.
可是你不要错失了这个主要的信息。
The main message is that your sins can be forgiven only by believing in Jesus.
这主要的信息就是说，你唯有靠着耶稣才能够得救。
Your sins cannot be forgiven by trying to keep the law.
你的罪不能够只单靠你遵守律法就能得赦免。
That's the message everyone really needs to hear.
这是每一个人所真正需要听到的信息。
Have you responded to that message?
你有没有对这个信息回应呢？
You need to.
你需要这样做回应。
Well, some of the Jews there believed.
在当时有一些犹太人信了。
But there apparently were some Gentiles hanging around the synagogue on that Sabbath, and they heard and they begged Paul and Barnabas for a repeat performance the next week.
在当时有一些外邦人在那附近呢，他们恳求保罗在下一个礼拜再重复讲他这所讲的道。
Well, of course, Paul and Barnabas were eager to do that, so they showed up a week later.
所以在 下一个礼拜日，保罗跟巴拿巴非常乐意的又再来讲道。
And we read in verse 44, on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God.
在第四十四节上面说，到下个安息日，几乎全城的人都来听他们讲道。
Well, the Jews of Antioch were hostile.
可是在安提阿的犹太人对他们非常敌对。
They didn't like it that Paul was preaching something they didn't care for.
他们不喜欢保罗讲他们所不喜欢的道理。
And they didn't like it that he was bringing this message from God to the Gentiles, the non-Jews.
他们也不喜欢保罗对外邦人来宣讲神的福音。
So Paul explained to those Jews that because they rejected the word of God, that he and Barnabas were now turning to the Gentiles, to include both Jews and Gentiles in the message that God had for them.
是保罗跟他们说，因为犹太人拒绝神的福音，所以他们才会转向外邦人，让外邦人跟犹太人一样能够听到神的福音。
Aren't you glad God did that?
你会不会很高兴神这样做了？
Otherwise, most of us here wouldn't be included.
不然的话，我们这边大部分的人都不会被包括在福音的道里。
Well, the Gentiles there present in Antioch were glad, and many of them believed.
在安提阿的外邦人有很多都很高兴的听到福音，而且也信了。
Well, this made the Jewish leaders very, very angry.
所以这些犹太人的领导者非常的生气。
They made plans to oppose Paul and Barnabas, and so Paul and Barnabas decided it was time to move on to the next city down the road.
所以他们有计划要来反对保罗跟巴拿巴，所以保罗跟巴拿巴就 出发到下面一个城市。
So they moved from Antioch down the road to the city of Iconium.
他们从安提阿进到以哥念。
In Iconium, they preached in the synagogue, and many Jews and Gentiles believed.
在以哥念，他们在会堂里面讲道，有许多的犹太人跟外邦人都信了主。
The word tells us that they were there a long time. Doesn't tell us how long, and they spoke boldly, and they did many miracles.
圣经上记载说，他们在那里待了很长一段时间，没有讲多长，明确讲多长，可是他们在那里放胆的讲神的道。
But again, the Jewish leaders were hostile.
可是犹太的领导者对他们也是敌对的。
This time in chapter 14, verse 5, it says that they were even getting ready to stone them.
在十四章十五节这样说，他们甚至要用石头打他们。
So it was time to move on to the next city.
所以他们又到下一个城市。
They left Iconium and went to the city of Lystra.
他们离开了以哥念，到了路斯德。
Here, immediately upon arriving, they found a lame man who had never been able to walk in all of his life.
他们到那里就发现一个瘸腿的人，从来没有走，不能走路。
They healed him.
他们医治了他。
Remember, God is providing the ability to do miracles so people can see who they are.
记得神给保罗行神迹的能力，这样他们才能知道他们是谁。
But that time it was misunderstood.
可是那时候，被大家误解了。
The Romans and Greeks, who have thousands of gods in that city, simply thought that some of those gods had come down to visit them and do these miracles.
罗马跟希腊的宗教，他们认为有很多的神，所以他们以为是众神之中有几个到他们那里来行神迹。
So they brought flower garlands and they knelt down before them and worshipped them. They brought an animal to have a sacrifice before these two men that they regarded as gods.
他们带着花，带着牛，来跟他们献祭。
Well, Paul said, "Wait a minute, we are just men like you. Do not worship us."
保罗说，等一等，我们跟你们一样是人，不要来敬拜我们。
Worship the God through whose power we work.
敬拜那个创造天地宇宙的神。
Turn away from your heathen and idolatry.
离弃你们这个异教的这些信仰。
Worship the God who made heaven and earth.
来敬拜这个创造天地宇宙的神。
Well, things were going well for a while, but unfortunately for Paul and Barnabas, the people of Antioch heard what was going on in Lystra, and they didn't like that. The Jews.
情形好了一段时间。可是犹太人听到他们在这里所做的事情，所以在安提阿跟以哥殿的犹太人，他们又来到这个路斯德。
The Jews in Antioch got together, and they traveled to Iconium, and they got the Jews in Iconium all stirred up, and then they all went to Lystra to try and get rid of Paul and Barnabas.
他们都到路斯德，想要把保罗跟巴拿巴解决掉。
Well, they must have done a good job.Because we read they had a big effect.
他们一定做得很成功，因为我们看到结果发生了很严重的事情。
In verse 19, it says the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there to Lystra, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
在第十九节这样说，但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来。挑唆众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。
They drug Paul out of the city and left him for dead.
他们把保罗拖到城外，让他留在那里。
That leads me to my fifth point.
这就进入了我的第五个重点。
Expect persecution.
你要预期会遭遇到逼迫。
Now your opposition to whatever evangelistic work you do may not be in the form of trying to kill you.
你在你传福音的时候所遭遇的困难，可能并不是会有生命的危险。
But expect some kind of persecution.
可是你要预期会遭遇到一些困难。
Some attempt to cause you enough emotional or physical or financial pain that you'll be tempted to stop telling others about Jesus.
你可能会遭遇到一些情绪上或身体上的一些困难，让你 想要停止传福音。
Well, either Paul wasn't dead, I think he was, but either he wasn't dead, or God brought him back to life. Because in the next verse, we see that when the disciples, the believers there came, he rose up and walked back into the city.
保罗可能没有被他们打死，不过我想他可能是被打死了，然后神把他从死里复活，因为在二十章这样讲说，门徒正围着他，他就起来。
Well, God wasn't ready for Paul to get stoned again, so they moved on to the next city, the city of Derbe.
他们从那里就离开到了下一个城市，到特比去。
They preached there, and the word tells us that they made many disciples in Derbe.
他们在那里传福音，然后使好些人做门徒。
Now it's time to go home.
现在该是回家的时候。
Let me call your attention to the map. Here is Derbe.
请大家看地图，那里是特比。
Here is Antioch, back at home.
这是他们出发的安提阿。
Here is Saul's home city of Tarsus, where he would be very welcome.
这是保罗的家乡大树，他在那里会很受欢迎。
They could have gone home this way and had a shorter trip than going back.
他们可以走这一条比较短的路回到安提阿。
If they went back, they would have to go through cities where people had wanted them dead.
可是他们往回走到那些有人想要杀死他们的这些城市去。
Now, I don't know about you, but I would have been tempted to take this route home.
我不知道你怎么想，如果是我的话，我会走这一条短的路回家。
But they didn't.
可是他们并没有这样做。
They went back exactly the way they had come.
他们往他们原来来的路上走回去。
Through cities where they would undoubtedly be exposed to the same people who had wanted to kill them.
他们到那些城市就会遇到原来想要杀死他们的那些人。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么这样做呢？
In verse 22 and 23 of chapter 14, we find they wanted to encourage the believers in the cities that they had just been through.
在22节跟23节我们看到他们想要回去去鼓励那些他们的信徒。
And they counted that to be more important than their own safety.
他们认为那是比能够安全回家更重要的事情。
That brings me to my sixth point.
这带入了我的第六个原则。
Have courage and perseverance. Don't give up.
要有勇气和坚韧，不要放弃。
Well, after they appointed elders in each of those three churches and they prayed with them, they returned home to Antioch.
在他们在各教会选立了长老，进食祷告，然后他们就回到家去。
They skipped Cyprus this time and went directly back to Antioch in Syria.
他们没有经过这个居鹿士，这次直接回到了安提阿。
In verse 27 of chapter 14, it tells us that when they got there, they gathered the church, all the believers in Antioch together, and they reported to them all that God had done.
在二十七节里面讲到，他们回到安提阿，怎么样聚集了会众，述说神借他们所行的一切事。
And that brings me to my seventh point.
这叫把让我带入了这我第七个重点。
Tell others what God has achieved.
跟别人讲神所成就的事。
Remember, it's not what you've achieved; it's what God has achieved.
那记得，这不是你的成就，而是神的成就。
It's about, not about me, it's about Christ.
不是我，乃是基督。
What have we learned from these two chapters and the experiences of Paul and Barnabas on this missionary journey?
我们从这两章以及从保罗跟巴拿巴的旅途中学到了什么呢？
Obey the call of the Holy Spirit.
遵循圣灵的呼召。
In your effort, think that Satan will try to interfere.
你要知道，撒旦必会阻挠。
But God will equip you for your mission.
可是神会装备你去做你的传教工作。
In your evangelistic work, don't miss the main message. Jesus is the only Savior.
在你传福音的当中不要错失了主要的信息，就是说耶稣是唯一的救主。
Expect persecution.
你要预期会遭遇到困难。
Have courage and perseverance.
要有勇气和坚忍。
There may be discouraging times. Don't give up.
可能有时候你会沮丧，可是不要放弃。
And be sure to share with others what God has done.
确定你要跟大家分享神所成就的事情。
Brothers and sisters in Christ and those who have not yet accepted Jesus as your Savior,
主里的弟兄姐妹以及还没有信主的朋友们，
I'm not going to miss the main message.
我不会错失掉这个主要的信息。
Forgiveness comes through this man, Jesus Christ.
救恩是借着耶稣基督来的。
All your sins can be forgiven and you can stand before God if you believe in him, who he is and what he did.
你所有的罪都会得赦免，得到救恩，如果你相信神，接受他做你的救主。
But you cannot earn your way there.
可是你不能借着其他的方法得到救恩。
You cannot be forgiven by trying to obey the law, by trying to be good.
你不能只借着遵守律法行善事得到救恩。
Paul and Barnabas had a wonderful message to share with the people of that land.
保罗跟巴拿巴有一个很美好的信息去跟那旅途上的人分享。
That message is the same today.
这个信息也就是今天我所要讲的信息。
Have you responded to that good news?
你对这个福音你回应了没有？
If not, why not today?
如果还没有的话，你何不今天做出回应呢？
I am always open to discussion of anything that I have said when I'm in the pulpit, but I am especially open to discussion if you want to discuss the main message.
我随时都欢迎大家跟我来讨论我在讲台上所讲的，不过我尤其欢迎大家来跟我谈论这个福音。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, give us a heart for missions.
天父，求你给我们一颗去宣教的心。
Give us a heart for evangelism.
给我们一颗去传福音的心。
Give us a heart for following you wherever you lead us.
给我们一颗心去跟随你叫我们去的任何地方。
God, may you have the glory when others come to you.
求你得荣耀当万人归向你。
We pray in your Son's name.
我们借着主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.